نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون صدق الله العظيم. Two or three days ago, I think we were discussing that ayat of the Quran Sharif and we left it halfway because of the time. But we were discussing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that He is the Wali, He is the protector, He is the friend, He is the guardian. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the Wali. Of whom? Alladhina amanu. Those who have believed. I think I explained that what we mean by real and true believers, and indeed if we are true believers, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is definitely our protector. Allah Ta'ala's promises are true. Allah Ta'ala is the wali of the believers. So if we are not receiving the assistance and the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, if there is a delay in the help of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala coming to us, then there is a deficiency somewhere in our iman. Of course, I explained, I think, many times that sometimes the delay is because of test. Allah Ta'ala wants to sift out, Allah Ta'ala wants to separate the true believers from the munafiqeen and the hypocrites. Outwardly, munafiqeen and hypocrites, or outwardly the munafiqeen and the believers, they all look the same, they do the same things. The munafiqeen also used to make namaz in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to also say as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, and they used to say it louder in fact even than those who were the true believers. They used to come and sit in the majlis of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to proclaim very, very loudly that they have got great love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, their kalima shahada also they used to say very, very loudly. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And these munafiqeen come to you, they say that we testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When they come to you, they testify that you are the Rasul of Allah. Rasul Pak Rasam is being told that these hypocrites, these munafiqeen, they come to you, they say that you are the Rasul of Allah. So that Allah Ta'ala does not deny, because indeed Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the Rasul of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la Rasulu. Allah Ta'ala also knows very well that you are the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala testifies that these people are liars. They are speaking lies. If they had really believed in you as the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then they should not have been plotting and planning with the kuffar. They should not have been plotting and planning with the mushrikeen. They should not have been plotting and planning with the Yahud and the Nasara. They should not have been two-faced. If they had really believed in you as the Rasul of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then they would have given their lives for you. They would have sacrificed everything for that deen, for that Islam. They should have sacrificed everything as the Sahaba-i-Kiram Ridwanul Alayhim Ajmain were sacrificing. But these people, it was their trait that they used to come and sing praises of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the one hand, and then if you had to look at their evil actions behind the backs of the believers, then even shaitan would feel ashamed. Therefore Allah Ta'ala said with regards to the munafiqeen that fit darkil asfali minan nar, bottommost part of the pit fire of hell, that will be the abode of those who were the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Hazrat Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Alayh and many others have written that that type of munafiqeen who were in the time of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we do not have at present, because now it is easy for a person to say that he is not a believer. It is easy for him to say that, What fear is there for him to say that? So there is no need for him to really be acting like a munafiq as was in the time of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because there is no true Muslim government today. Because even in those countries which claim to be Muslim countries, most of those laws and most of those regulations and most of the legislation is not Islamic. So it makes a very comfortable home for the munafiqeen. It makes a very comfortable home for the munafiqeen, because those Muslim countries, the legislation itself is not Islamic. When everything is allowed and everything is permissible there, and every un-Islamic activity is accommodated in the name of art and culture, so then what is it difficult for the munafiq to live in such countries? So they say that in these days what we have is the munafiq fil amal, that munafiq in the category of amal. As Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in the hadith sharif also, and many times you must have heard that hadith also from me and many others too. For example, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in which Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, ayatul munafiq is salas. The signs of a munafiq and a hypocrite are three. Iza haddasa kazaba, wa iza wa'ada akhlafa, wa iza utumina khan. That the person, when he speaks lies. When he's entrusted, then he betrays the trust. Iza haddasa kazaba, when he speaks lies. Wa iza wa'ada akhlafa. And when he makes promises, pledges, agreements, then he breaks those pledges, agreements and promises. And when he is entrusted, then he betrays the trust. And in another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, iza khasama fajara, when there is some arguments, then the person starts using abusive language, starts swearing, starts cursing. These are signs that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives of hypocrites. And many other signs he has given in other hadiths. So Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah Ali and others, they say that this is the type of nifaq that is present in our times. However, if we have to look deep, then even in our times we have many people in many parts of the world who, because of family relationship, they will profess Islam. Outwardly they will act like Muslims. They will make namaz also. But at heart they are unhappy with the laws of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are so many like that. They are unhappy. As I think I mentioned in one of my bayans and majlises, that sister of ours who phoned, then she says that the South African constitution gives the Muslim woman more rights than the Quran Sharif. Now what does that indicate? Or that young girl who said that my science teacher has convinced me that there is no such thing as the existence of God. But she is a Muslim as far as the parents are concerned, or she was at that time, of course she changed after that. As far as the parents are concerned, the family members are concerned, everybody was concerned, she was a Muslim. Or as I relate many times, an incident of that Kashmiri student. When I asked him his name, he said Farooq. It was in a Delhi restaurant. Many times I have mentioned this, but just to revive our iman. So I asked him his name, he said Farooq. So what does that indicate? He's a Muslim. So I made salam to him, he made walaikum salam. A further sign that he's a very good Muslim. And then some discussion took place about Islam and the Muslims. So there too he participated, and that convinced me that he's a very good Muslim. Until when the discussion centered around what I was doing there in India. So I said, I am doing theology. I asked him first, what are you doing? He said, geology. And he asked me, what are you doing? I said, I'm doing Islamic theology. So then he said, that do you mean that you came all the way from South Africa just to learn about the existence of God? He's got no problem with the Muslims and their problems in the world that he's prepared to discuss, and the Muslims of Kashmir and all their problems. But he says that, are you telling me that you came all the way from South Africa to learn about Allah? Now what did that indicate? It sent a shock through my heart. That means the person that I was talking to, who I recognized as a Muslim because of his name, because of the wa alaikum salam, and because of the general discussion of the plight of Muslims in Kashmir even at that time, gave me the clear impression that I was talking to a very, very good Muslim. And then here this very good Muslim does not even believe in Allah Ta'ala's existence. And he tried to convince me with his scientific argument that there is no such thing as the existence of Allah, and that how science has progressed. And of course I give everyone that one simple example, which any one of you can give to any of these broad-minded people. They say sometimes they are so broad-minded that their brains fall off. So that simple example is the example of the thumb. That give any person a small piece of space, like the space of the thumb, and tell that person to draw patterns and designs. How many can he design? And the added condition is that no two patterns must be the same, and the person must not be aware also. If we have asked somebody else also to design in that same space, then this first person must not know what the other person has already designed. So I said, in the mother's stomach, in the darkness of the mother's stomach, darkness upon darkness, who is it that informs that mother that there is already one child in this world with this thumb impression, and that you must not come with the same thumb impression into this world, because every scientist agrees that no two persons' thumbprints are the same. In fact, now they've gone further to say that no two persons' eyes are the same. No two persons' hair is the same. There is some difference. The more they are investigating, the more they are coming to conclusion that no two persons are alike. Now who is it that fathoms out all these things? Who is that that designs in the mother's stomach? One mother has got 10 children. That mother has eaten the same food. Or if a mother gives birth to 5 children or 6 children at the same time, but each and every one has got a different thumbprint. The same food she ate, the same milk she drank, the same vegetable she ate, the same cakes and biscuits which formed into blood, and then it became the means of the birth of the child, whatever Allah Ta'ala's system was when the procedures went through. But how is it that each and everyone has got a different thumbprint? So I said, there are so many examples. A small piece of ground, if you dig there, then you don't find any colors in that ground, you don't find any taste in that ground. But yet if you plant a sugar cane there, then you get sweetness in that sugar cane. If you plant a flower there, then depending on what type of flower, different colors. From where are they coming? And then so many of them are scented flowers. Smell that sand and see if there's any scent there. Or taste that sand and see if there's any sugar there. So if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to guide a person, but provided he himself wants guidance, then there's plenty of evidence in the world about the existence of Allah Ta'ala. I don't know what I was discussing and where we went. In any case, what I was saying is that in that ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. The people who are indeed true believers in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala is their wali. He is their protector. Yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. He takes them out from darkness and brings them into light. From the darkness of kufr, brings them into the light of iman. From the darkness of shirk, he brings them into the light of Islam and Iman. And you will find that the word that is used for light is just Noor, singular. And the word that is used for darkness is Zulumat, plural. Meaning there's plenty kinds of darkness. But light of Haq is just one. Light is one, singular. Darkness, there can be many. The darkness of kufr, the darkness of shirk, the darkness of adultery, of fornication, of the cinemas and theatres, and all the darkness that is prevalent. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants us to be out, or He wants to take us out from the darkness and bring us into light. So Again, we haven't been able to go further. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, we will continue. Let us make some dua now. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما اے اللہ ہماری لغزشوں سے درگزر فرما اے اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہ کار ہیں ہم بدکار ہیں ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں میرے پیارے مولا تجھے ہم چھوڑ کر جائے کہا تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی ہے ہی نہیں اے رب کریم تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں اے رب کریم ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما اے رب کریم ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما اے رب کریم ہمارے حال پر کرم فرما اے اللہ پوری امت آج پریشان ہے اے اللہ پوری امت آج پریشان ہے اے اللہ امت کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما اے اللہ میرے پیارے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے امت کے لیے کتنی قربانیاں پیش کی اے اللہ دن رات امت کے لیے روتے رہے دن رات امت کے لیے مانگتے رہے دن رات امت کی فکر کے اندر گلتے رہے اے اللہ میرے پیارے نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام نے امت کے لیے سب کچھ قربان کر دیا آج میرے پیارے اللہ وہ امت پریشان حال ہے کوئی اس کا پرسان حال نہیں ہے امت آج یتیم بن چکی ہے اے اللہ کوئی ان کے سر کے اوپر ہاتھ پھیرنے والا نہیں ہے اے اللہ سب دشمن بنے ہوئے ہیں اے اللہ سب دشمن بنے ہوئے ہیں اے اللہ یہاں تک کہ منافقین بھی اے اللہ ان کے ساتھ ہو گئے ہیں اے اللہ تو ہی رحم فرما اے اللہ فلسطین کے مسلمانوں پر رحم فرما اے اللہ کشمیر کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما اے اللہ بوسنیا چیچنیا تمام عالم کے مسلمانوں کی مدد فرما خاص کر کے اللہ افغانستان کے مسلمانوں کی مدد اور نصرت فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ وائلس وی آر ایٹنگ ان دا کمفرٹ آف اور ہومز او اللہ وائلس وی آر ویئرنگ وارم کلوتھز او اللہ وائلس وی ہیو ایوری تھنگ ایٹ اور ڈسپوزل او اللہ دا کمفرٹ آف اور ہومز پلینٹی ٹو ایٹ پلینٹی ٹو ڈرنک اللہ ملینز آف دیم ہیو بیکم ریفیوجیز اے اللہ رمضان شریف کے مہینے پر اے اللہ اتنے بوم ان کے اوپر گرائے گئے کہ میرے پیارے اللہ بس تو ہی اب تو رحم فرما اے اللہ دے کین ناٹ فاسٹ ان کمفرٹ ان دس مبارک منتھ او اللہ دا اینیمیز ہیو گاٹ نو مرسی نو سمپتی او اللہ دے ہیو بیکم سیویجز اے اللہ دے ہیو بیکم مرسی لیس And oh my beloved Allah, even the Muslim countries of the world, they are watching the demolition and the destruction of masajid. And it's not even causing a frown to come on their foreheads. Ya Allah, they are watching the destruction of thousands and thousands of Muslim lives and property. But oh Allah, it is not stirring their hearts. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on us. Ya Allah, give them hidayat or change them and replace them, oh Allah. اے اللہ اب تو تیری نصرت اور مدد فرما اے اللہ تیرے ملائکہ کے ذریعے سے ان کی نصرت فرما اے اللہ امریکہ کی اور برٹن کی اور فرانس کی اور جرمنی کی اور رشیا کی اور ان تمام دشمنان اسلام کی قوت اور طاقت کو اے اللہ تو ہلا دے اے اللہ شیک اپ دیر ملٹری مائٹ اینڈ پاور اے اللہ کاز ڈسٹرکشن اپون دیر ملٹری پاورز اے اللہ کاز دی پلینز ٹو کریش اے اللہ کاز دی شپس ٹو سنک Allah, create such division and disunity amongst them. Oh my beloved Allah, create such division and disunity amongst them that their coalition is shattered to smithereens. Ey mere pyare Allah, tu unko aapas mein lada de. Ey Allah, ya tu unko hidayat de. Ya mere Allah, unko aad aur samud ki tarike se halak farma. Ey Allah, you destroyed the army of Abraha with the Ababil throwing tiny little pebbles. اے میرے اللہ آج بھی تو وہی خدا ہے یو آر دا سیم پاورفل آل مائٹی اللہ O Allah, we know that delay is because of the sins of the ummah throughout the world. Allah, hamare gunahon ki wajah se aaj ummat pareshan hai. Tu hame bhi maaf kar de, puri ummat ko maaf kar de. Aur ae Allah, in mazlumin ki madad farma de. Allah, zalim yahudi ka haath Palestine ke andar bhi rok le. Allah, whilst the bombardment is going on in Afghanistan, O Allah, the Yahudi Zalim is demolishing the homes and bulldozing the homes of our brothers and sisters in Palestine. Ay Allah, mercilessly they are bulldozing those homes. Old, feeble women, and O Allah, young little children, they are left homeless. For no sin of this except that they are Muslims, that they have believed in you, O Allah. اے اللہ اس مبارک مہینے کی مبارک گھڑیوں کی برکت سے تجھ سے سوال کر رہے کہ اب تو رحم فرما لے. اے اللہ send down your rains of rahmat and maghfirat. اے اللہ change the condition of the Muslim ummah. Restore that dignity and that honor that they enjoyed in the time of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, the dignity and the honor that they enjoyed in the time of the sahaba ikram ridwanullah alaihi majma'in. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to take lessons from the plight of the Muslims around the world. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah from our sins. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to rid our lives of all the evils that have entered our lives. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to clean and purify our lives, our souls and our homes of all the evil. Ya Allah, light up our homes with the noor of the Quran. Light up our lives with the noor of the Quran Sharif. Give us the tawfiq to recite the Quran Sharif in abundance, to understand the Quran Sharif and its meaning, and to make amal on the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Allah hum sabko sehat de. Bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity. Oh Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Allah, bless us with your qurb. Oh Allah, bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Oh Allah, bless each and every one of us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Allah, bless the entire ummah with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah, all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for the ummah, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that Rasul Pak asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us, our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul Pak ke sadqe tufail mein, اے اللہ اس افطار کے وقت تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے. جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما اور جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما. اے اللہ تو قبول کرنے والا ہے. اے اللہ ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ سیدنا محمد وآلہ.